All right, we are now live. I want to thank everyone for joining us for another live show. This is episode 29.
Crazy.
Let me pause this. So we have a special guest on this show today. Dave, you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, Dave Strain with Edgy Tools.
And we'll go through the guys here. Ryan, you want to go?
Go ahead, Dave.
Dave, Windy City Debt Repair out of Chicago.
Ryan from Baltimore. What the hell is...
And Chris Dillon's Touch, Washington, D.C. area. So we'll start off here. I'm trying to get the chat window up. We'll start off, Dave. Tell us a little bit about kind of your backstory. How did you get into the industry? What do you do currently? Yeah. I know you wear a lot of hats here.
Yeah, I do. So going back, most of my professional career, I had 16 years running car washes and detail centers. So that was my background. And when right around 2000, 2001 was when I was first exposed to paintless dent repair. Dent Wizard guy came over, who's my neighbor, and popped a couple dents out of my wife's car. And I was, just asking, we were buddies and whatever. And I was like, hey, can you get rid of, this line and whatever? And he's like, you can see that, he's like, you have a good eye, I guess, from the detailing and stuff. And, long story short, he helped me out, picked out a couple tools to buy. And those were from A1 Tools back in 2001 or two. And
nice.
Still have them, still work great. So, bounce around. I tried to learn on my own. Obviously that's not happening. So I wound up, going to school in, Lenexa, Kansas. It's a company called, US Dent Tools. Got master certified there in a 6-week course and still couldn't fix a dent. I really struggled, probably more so than most guys, to where it took me about 3 years to get my confidence level up where I thought I was, pretty good at fixing just about anything you put in front of me. Wound up, I think it was 03 or 04, Dallas had a huge, huge storm. And my teacher from the school actually called me. He's like, get down here. It's the biggest storm in history or whatever. So I went down and tried chasing hail because I was just about to give up on it. Got tossed out of my first shop for being too slow. And then there was a, you don't hear this about me. The second shop that we got into, there was a tech that had been doing it for a few years, and he took us under our wing, me and my buddy Larry that were tag teaming cars, and he really got us up to speed and showed us how to really do it. So thanks to him, I'm still in here. And Robert Castillo, you guys see him on Facebook a lot. He actually came into the school and spent a lot of time with me and some of my other buddies, and there's no way I'd be in this industry if he hadn't have done that. So I always, tip my hat to him on that. Nice. So roll forward, and I've done just about everything you can do in this industry. So I've had retail shops, I've had body shops, I've chased hail, you name it. Hail is my passion. That's what I'm good at. I'm extremely fast and clean up car real well. And I'd still just be doing hail, but in Australia 1 year, I blew my shoulder out.
Wow.
When you use a regular rod doing hail on a roof, you're just using your tricep and grabbing the handle and going like this. Well, a new bar came out that was called the Dent Hog. It was this big, huge aluminum rod.
I still have one.
So I was grabbing it like this, straight, and pushing down on it. Well, I didn't realize, but that was grinding on my shoulder. So that's what tore my shoulder all up. But before I knew I'd done bad damage, it was kind of too late. So it's important, and that's why Todd Zimmerman's Carbon Tech rod, everybody's always like, why don't you shorten that? And that's the beauty of it is, I don't know if you guys know that, but you leave it long behind you, and it acts like a counterweight. Mm-hmm. And he actually sells a counterweight, which I carry. We'll get to that in a minute. But it actually, you can do hail with two fingers and just let the rod do the work for you if you do it right. So, and that's the reason why I'm so passionate about the ergonomics and taking care of our bodies and using tools that help make it easier and faster. You know, I'm one of those guys that was crushing it on a hail trail and went to zero.
Ooh, yeah,
crazy. Oh, yeah. So luckily I had friends that had taught me to be wise and, you know, had my house and cars and everything paid off and had enough money in the bank to survive, you know, weather in the storm. And I started, you know, a few businesses that, you know, didn't, you know, take off, and learned a lot through them. But that's when I found Edgy Tools, and that's where my passion really lies, you know. And you guys see, I mean, I just have so much fun with it, and, you know, my wife and daughter get involved and we just have a blast. So
so we forgot, we gotta rewind.
Okay.
And go over the kind of the tools that we do every beginning of every show. I personally don't have any tools.
I got two.
Ryan always has me on the tool.
I'm always the tool guy.
And I think you have something new too. I don't know if you shared it this time around, but
I do. So I'm going to give you guys an update at first. I spoke about this tool, and it's not just because Dave's on the show here. I got this in the mail, and I was dying to try this thing out. So it's the Carbon Tech hanger, and actually we used it today with a regular rod in the door. In the roof. It was kind of a weird dent on a Silverado. I couldn't really work it. It was working from the bed, reaching through the window because it was a crease. And this could get me far enough inside the cab to give me the leverage that I needed to just get this dent with a regular. I was actually using the Endeavor Tools rod. Even if you don't have the Carbon Tech rod, this is so useful. I used it in a taillight the other day, and the hole. It's so versatile. It's not just for hail or for the Carbon Tech rod. So good job, Dave.
This Thanks.
Thing is freaking awesome.
And that's, we do sell them. That's called the strap-on hail strap, and we sell them on their own. And Todd Zimmerman and I brought these to market together. This was our first collaboration.
Awesome.
They'll work with any hail strap. I personally use the fabric strap too, like you do, Todd strap. Yeah. Works phenomenal. And it was designed when you're working on a Mustang or, you know, the Challenger and stuff, that they don't have the upper door brace above the window to use your traditional hail strap. So
just
hook into a hole, and
it's easier than putting the bar with like the ratchet across it. That thing saves so much time and aggravation.
Yeah, it's fast and cool. Awesome.
So the second thing, I told James Lee I'd bring this on, the new Eliminent light finally came in the mail for the DeWalt. I've got a bunch of Eliminent lights, and this thing is by far a game changer. The brightness of the light and the versatility of this lens. Like, I have a new guy, and I've got this right now is all the way in, but if you bring the lens all the way out, it makes the fade really wide, and he can really see better with this thing. He tried it today, and he was like, oh my gosh, this thing is, it's so much, I can see my tip better. And the suction part of it, the little like bat vac end of this thing, awesome. I mean, absolutely. I'm running a 3 amp hour. It lasted me all day.
Nice.
So, you know, this thing, if you guys don't have one, I've got 4 or 5 Eliminent lights. This is it right here. Does I know they have that
bat vac system built into it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's got a little switch right here.
That's nice.
I think that's James's own
design. Yeah. It's like his little, version of it.
Got it.
The first time I've ever been disappointed in any way with any of my Eliminent lights was I borrowed my buddy David Shalott's brand new version 3 light on a hail car and was just loving it and loving the suction and everything. Oh, yeah. And then I went back to using my own, which isn't the version 3, and I just stuck it down expecting it to do its thing. And I'm like, oh man, I got to do it the old school, pump it up way. So I'm like, can't wait to get my hands on it. You know?
I'll tell you the
phenomenal light, James.
In the fade and the brightness of the LEDs, it's so much brighter.
Yeah.
It really is. So
yeah, just amazing detail with it.
That's all I got for you guys. I'm sure Dave's got a couple
things. Well, if you don't have a James Lee Illuminant board, I have a Brandon David, just a regular, good old fashioned plastic board.
Check your mic, Dave. Check your mic.
I'm on.
Yeah, I can hear him.
Yep. A Brandon David, just a 3D reflection board. This thing is super bright. This is the fire amber lens. It's quick. It's super easy. If you don't want to set up the Illuminant light, even though it is, you know, obviously easy to use. If you're in direct sunlight on a lot, something like that, these are super quick, super easy to kind of just throw on the car. And they have a great, great fade to them. I have it in red and in green. So, and they're not expensive. Not expensive at all. So yeah, Brandon David 3D reflection boards.
I think you can get them from A1 all the time now. I think they stock the Brandon David stuff.
Perfect. So yeah, go to A1, pick up a set of these real quick.
PDR2 green.
Yeah.
Nice. You have a preference on which one you use on different colored cars?
I use them more often, and I use that mostly on everything. Yeah, I really don't have a preference. If I'm out on the lot, that one's just going to stick with me on whatever color car I'm working on.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, I could use that as a shade board too. So I have the same one, Dave.
Okay. Yeah, I love it. Super quick and easy.
Yep. I ain't got to worry about a light. Saved me a bunch of times when the battery was dead or.
Exactly.
Feel like pulling it out or left the light somewhere, you know?
Exactly.
So that's cool. One thing I did notice, how heavy is that, Ryan?
It's really
the suction cup grab it's really better than the old one?
It's different. You know, I put my suction cup a lot of times on spots where I really shouldn't put a suction cup, you know, like a weird roll. So this, you really can't put them in these weird areas because obviously it's oval. But you're not yanking it off. I mean, I was pulling on it, yanking on it. It wasn't moving, so...
Turn it off.
And to be honest with you, it really didn't pulsate so much vacuum as I thought. I thought it would, you know, and it really doesn't. It works really well. The only thing you really do have to do is make sure the panel's super clean. So if it's a dirty panel, make sure you wipe it down before you put this on there. But it works. It's not really not that much heavier than a regular Illuminant board.
Nice.
So it's – I'm not – buying anything else. I mean, that's
one time I stuck it down when I was using it. I don't think it ever re-pumped up. Like it pumped once fast and was there. It was
nice.
I was blown away.
Yeah, it works really well. I really like the lens depth. You know, you can go super, super fine or super wide fade. You know, just the adjustment of it is
the price point different between that?
Yeah, I think this one was $425. That was for the pre-order. We order them, and I saw today, I feel bad for James because his customer service is awesome. I mean, yours too, Dave. I mean, your guys' customer service is bar none, some of the best in the industry. And somebody gave him a one-star review today.
What?
On that it took 2 months to get the light. And I was like, he put all these emails out explaining what the problem was. Yeah. So some that just tells you some people you're just never going to make happy, and you have to take that. It is what it is. But the price point is a little more. There's a little more in depth to that light compared to the old light. So,
yeah, because it's an automatic suction. So if guys that don't know, as soon as you turn it on, it automatically.
It doesn't have the pump.
Yeah, doesn't have a pump. Yeah.
Have you tried like the drywall test to see if it sticks to your wall?
I have not tried that yet.
Go ahead. Why you got your own camera? Just
I'll put it in my
spot. All right, let's see what happens.
Right behind you. Just... yeah, I'll put the screen on him. There you go. There you go.
There it is.
No pumping action.
Wow.
There you go.
So that's a point. Like I never used to like the mini lights because I couldn't get them further from the car. now I just love them all the time. I was using his the other day. I was fixing a dent for a buddy, and they happened to have some vending machines in the stall where I was fixing them, and I stuck it over the vending machine, and it was like perfect. Got the distance I needed.
I can't believe that thing's sticking on there.
Yeah, that's
in 2 minutes when it rips the drywall off and I have to paint that wall, we get serious problems, James.
Yeah.
So we'll see if it falls off.
That's some proof right there. That's amazing. Nice.
So go ahead, Dave. Go with what your pile of stuff you have over there.
Yeah.
So okay. And of course I didn't unwrap everything, so I don't know if you guys can see, but these are the first tools I came out with. These are they're door hooks. They're basically, so this is what brought me into the tool business, was I wanted some of these for years that were basically like the body shop uses, and they're proven for decades, but I want them to fit in my slide hammer. I didn't want to carry a 40-pound slide hammer that, you know, was 4 feet long to do our little finesse stuff. So thought it'd be easy. It took me probably 5 years to get prototypes that worked and that were skinny enough to fit in and wouldn't bend and break welds and everything else. But finally got them. So these were the first tools that we released. And like I say, they're hooks for door and fender edges. And so we were sitting at lunch one day and my wife and I were spitting out, what should we name them? Captain Hooks, or, you know, we had 100 different names. And I said, nope, I got it. We're calling them hookers. And that's kind of how the whole edginess was born, you know, to our brand. And then we dress our little mascot Edgy up differently for each tool. So this one on the hookers, he's a pimp.
Nice.
So, and that was one of the first things that I designed with one of my favorite designers. We had just met and we're sending emails back and forth, and I'm like, no, the alligator's got to be more pimpy. He's got to, you know, give him gold, you know, give him, you know, some blings. And so we had a blast with it and really got to know each other that way.
That's good.
So yeah.
You took the light off.
Yeah, Ryan? I could barely get it off the wall.
Nice. You have a ring now, you've got to repaint it all because of me. Sorry about that.
No worries. It's all good.
So I know you went over your kind of backstory, Dave, but what do you do currently? I know you do a lot of, like I said, a lot of things. So what projects are you currently involved in?
So right now, I still have my main company, Auto Hail, that I've had for 17 years now, I think, that we used to go all over the world. Now we pretty much stay in the U.S. and, you know, fix hail damage in whatever areas. And right now we have one retail spot going in Texas, and that's about it right now for that. And I've got guys that run it, and it's, knock on wood, just smooth sailing and stuff. Like I said, Edgy Tools is where my passion is. I love designing tools and bringing them to market and just every single step of the process, you know, from working it to testing it and, you know, talking about them and selling them and talking to guys and all that. And then I also I'm trying to consolidate because I wound up with a bunch of different companies doing different things and realized they're all doing the same thing. We're doing marketing for PDR guys. So we're condensing all of that into the brands of, and we have the domain. So we have dentrepair.com, dentrepairtools.com, and dentrepairwebsites.com. So, and I've got a bunch of different partners, but that doesn't concern the tech. So, for example, like Gene Fetti, he loves marketing as much as I do. And so he's an integral part on a lot of the website design and more strategic marketing on how to reach the right kind of customers, you know, and get them pre-sold and pre-qualified by the time that they even call you, they're ready. And so yeah, we do everything from logo design, business cards, postcards, flyers. We do websites, SEO, we'll run Google ads, Facebook ads, you know, whatever marketing you can think of, we've got a team that can make it happen.
That's cool.
So
you said those are your two kind of not new businesses, but you're more passionate.
Yeah. Yeah. Companies. That's what's
the marketing
and my focus.
Right. Yep. There's the marketing and the Edgy Tools, right?
Yep. Yeah. And like you mentioned before we got on, I still push. I push Jets. Yeah. So not as often as I used to because of my shoulder, but you know, I've been doing a couple of hail cars here and there. We had some little spot storms around, and when my buddies are too busy, they let me come in and play. So that's been awesome. Corey Bender has Fender Bender, and Dave Shalott, Big Dent Dave, or Pro Dent AZ. They've both given me some hail cars, and we've tag teamed them and had a lot of fun with them.
That's cool.
The past couple of weeks. So, and it gives me a chance to test a lot of my products and prototypes and stuff. So,
where does the alligator logo come from?
So, I actually had alligators when I was in high school.
Nice.
Wow. I lived in Northwest Chicago, and my buddy's older brother had a Cayman crocodile as a pet, and it got too big. And he's like, "How do I get rid of this thing?" And I said, "Well, that's not a problem." I took it, and so at one point, I had a nine-foot steel horse trough in my bedroom with heaters and lamps and everything, and had four gators in there.
Oh my gosh!
So I've loved gators my whole life. You know, we still talk about, you know, I met my wife when I was 19 in college, and, you know, we've been together ever since. And her mom still yells at me every time we go to MTE in Orlando, "You don't take her on that canoe trip," because I took her on a canoe trip to see gators and stuff. And yeah, it's wild. But yeah, just always been fascinated with them and loved them. So that's where the mascot comes from.
Cool.
And like I said, we just have fun with them. We make them as silly as we can, dress them up in different outfits, and, you know, yeah. So each tool kind of has a different representation. So,
so this is a quick question. What is your favorite tool in your product lineup?
Yeah, that's a tough question.
What's the one?
Because the one that I'm most proud of is actually the control punch.
Okay.
Okay. That's an ergonomic knockdown. You put your fingers in it. Every other knockdown is, I don't want to actually grab a knockdown. Here, I'll grab a Phillips thing. So every other knockdown, you've got to squeeze it like a pencil and hold it. And then when you strike it, all that vibration is going up into your fingers and hands. And I know my thumbs were going numb. A lot of techs are having wrist problems and stuff. It puts you at the wrong angle. And like say, you're having to squeeze it to stabilize it. So when I designed the control punch, I said, all right, if you were completely at rest, like if you were asleep in outer space and you just had your hand there, that's how we designed the control punch. Okay, so with your hand totally at rest, your fingers go through and it just works. You don't have to death grip it or anything like that. And any vibration that does happen goes around your fingers to the tip. So gives you a lot more control. And you can use a lot of different grips, which I encourage guys, even if you don't use my control punch, with it, whatever knockdown you're using, change your grip up and pay attention to how you're doing it. You know, you can, I see guys death gripping it with their thumbs kinked back and stuff like that. My friend Ron Cronin showed me you can hold it very easily and comfortably and still get some ergonomics out of it. You're still having to stabilize it and use some muscles and stuff, especially in weird angles. But pay attention to that, how you're using the tools. Yeah. So,
but, a lot of guys are switching to like the blending hammers for finishing. I mean, they're getting really, really good at that.
Yeah, the blending hammers are fantastic. These, so again, to show you, this one, you know, you can use it like that where your hand's just totally at rest. I like it under mirrors. You can just stick it straight out and still have control, or on rails. A lot of guys will hold it like this. And then a lot of guys will just hold it like a regular knockdown. But again, that vibration's not having to go through, and it's, you know, still better for your hand. So now,
I see you have a aluminum one, and I do remember seeing a titanium. Do you think they hit any different?
Oh, they totally do. So you have the aluminum and the stainless steel, and then the titanium. The titanium comes and goes out of stock, often based on the price of titanium. But the aluminum is the lightest, and I love the irony that the aluminum control punch is best for your everyday steel panels. Okay, when you're working on an aluminum panel is when you want to switch to the stainless steel control punch. And it is, I don't know the exact difference, but it's like 10 times heavier. I mean, there's a lot more weight, and the titanium falls right in between the two. So it's kind of like the best of all worlds. Yeah. But if you're working on high strength steel or aluminum, you're going to want the heavier control punch.
Yeah.
And then jumping out of line, but a tip that I'm going to show you later is the Crown Killer with the different durometric caps. And yeah, that on a steel control punch is amazing for working crowns.
I want you to go over, I don't know if you have any, the different tips. I've noticed that your tips are made from different material. I don't know. It's just harder.
Yeah, I
honestly had other tips. I won't say the name. And as soon as you drop them, they're just hard. And
his new blending, his new blending tip is the best blending tip I've ever used.
The gator tip, that the big long hook.
It just does it.
Love that.
It's still sharp. It's crazy.
I'll run everybody through the lineup. So this was the very first tip I made. It's just the original gator tooth. It's a round tip. We call the we call it Black Magic, the material. It's a special material that I came across that it doesn't mark and it lasts a long time, and it's affordable. And we make that in two models. Shane Gent came up with the rocket ship tip. Mm-hmm. Right. I don't know if you can see that. And so we have an astronaut, you know, on there. And that gives you a little bit more of a fine tip for really fine tuning your work and more visibility.
Visibility. Yeah. That's
okay. And then we make the same two out of a different material. This is, we call it our tiki tips. It's like a tan or gray kind of color. And what happened there was I set out to make the ultimate high-end tip. And so there's millions of plastics out there. And it's funny because for decades, PDR was all Delrin. Well, Delrin in the engineering is known as a lubricating plastic. It's very slippery. That's why it didn't mar the paint, but that's also why we'd slip and slide all over the panels and miss and not lose accuracy. So when I asked for, I said, I don't care, you know, this was going to be for when you have that, you know, Lamborghini or Rolls Royce that, you know, just has to be right. You keep this thing in a jewelry box in your glove box and only pull it out when needed was what I was setting out to design. Well, all my friends were like, Dave, you don't know what you're talking about. This thing lasts just as long as your Black Magic, if not longer. So this one in particular has been our most popular on a knockdown or blending tip, blending hammer.
So yeah. Is it just different color or?
No, it's totally different material.
Okay.
So that's it. You know how you have Trex decking, which has like wood and plastic mixed in and certain combinations, and you have different brands that mix it proprietary. That's what we did with the tip. We came up with our own mixture of stuff that it's durable. It won't mar. Yeah. Oh, thanks.
Cool. Yeah, they work.
And I don't know if you guys realize this or not. Dave puts a patented O-ring in the end of the tip. So when you screw it on, it doesn't get loose. I mean,
I was just going to say that. Part about those tools.
A little groove. This one, the O-ring's kind of hanging down a little. I don't know if
you come with the ring.
Yeah, it gives the O-ring a little spot to go.
Yes. So I used to buy them at Amazon and put them on my tips, and they would always squeeze out the sides, and every now and then they would bust loose.
Just I'm way things. Too OCD for that. All the edgy tips have the patented O-ring groove, is what we call it. Then there's a new surprise coming out that's another patent I have on tips applied for. But I'll finish the lineup. So this one is our mirror polish tip. It is super fine, probably even more fine than a VIP knockdown tip. So really for fine tuning. And I really struggle making these metal knockdown tips because I've never been a metal knockdown tip guy.
Okay.
I only use metal when you have that line on the edge of a panel where that's the only place I would ever use a metal knockdown. And what I do is I use the 90-degree hooker and I bang that outer edge up. Even if you don't see it moving, it's moving and it's creating an air gap. So now when you go in to lay down that line, you're laying it down nicely instead of Frankensteining it and leaving those real sharp pits that now you're screwed, you know, and all that. But so I rely heavily on, you know, David Chalot and, you know, Gene and a bunch of other guys to tell me, oh, yeah, this is the one. Oh, yeah, that's working good. You know, and I'm not an idiot. I can try them and tell, but I don't have that all day, every day feel.
Of course.
With the metal knockdowns. Mm-hmm. So that
you have two qualified technicians testing your products.
Yeah, yeah, I've got.
They're going to give you the yes or no.
I get pretty good answers.
Yeah, definitely.
So this one is our most popular blending tip. That's the knocker you were talking about earlier.
It is freaking awesome.
And this is the first one that the second patent that we've applied for on tips is incorporated into this one. And what it is every tip, here's how you can see it the best, is going back to this one. The black tip, every tip in the industry has that threaded rod going up into a tip. This was the first tip designed that it's all one piece of steel. So there's no threaded rod up in there with Loctite or anything. It's all one solid piece. That's only from Edgy Tools. And it just changes how it feels. I don't know how to describe it again, but
What is the price range from what you just explained on the tip side? Is it any more expensive than what's on a current market? Is it competitive?
For production, it costs a lot more. You would think it's cheaper because you're saving. There's only one part instead of two, but it's a lot more complicated in the CAD drawings and the machining. And there's very little room for error. So the tighter tolerances you go on anything, the more expensive it gets.
Nice. What do you got? Do you have a set like everything that you just pretty much showed us? Do you have a
variety pack?
Kind of a
Yeah. We call them. We have sacks of tips. I didn't grab one down, but we say grab a sack. And we have a knockdown or a pushing.
Nice.
So,
nice. And Dave's actually having a big sale right now. I believe it's like the summer sale. I believe, right?
Yep. Yep. So, and if you're not on our email list, get on the email list. It's on the bottom of the website. Or shoot any of us a message and we'll shoot the link over to it. But yeah, I'll make sure you guys have the link handy as well. And then our last knockdown tip is called the Crown Killer. And what this is another one that I'm super, super proud of that I'm finally having to market and write. I don't know if you can see it, but it looks sort of similar to what we've always used, but it's the first caps that were made specific for PDR next to Dentcraft's Red Cherry caps. And now Ultra has a red PVC cap also, but these, you get each color going from green to orange to purple to black is a different durometer for squishiness. So you have real soft and then you get more and more firm. Well, you guys know when we're pushing, you know, you don't go from pushing a high strength steel on, you know, on a truck to working on a Honda fender without telling yourself, okay, slow down a little. Okay? They're different metals. We all know they're different metals, but we're using the same knockdowns regardless. This is the first one that gives you the opportunity to really use the right cap for the right job. And it's mainly for crowns, but guys are blending with them and everything else. But it was like a magic trick when I did it. I amazed myself testing the prototype that as you switch caps, it does a totally different thing to the metal.
Yes. Right. Yeah.
So
can you push with that?
Limiting it up to the cap.
You can push with it, but it's mainly for knocking down. If you push with it, what I say is put a little piece of tape around it because they're so soft that they'll come off easier.
Okay.
We are making a little sneak announcement here. We're making a set sort of like this that's specifically for pushing. It's going to have harder caps, a totally different design. It's going to be sick when it comes out. I'm really excited about that one.
That orange and black tip is definitely my favorite. Those things. I bounce in between. And you can see the difference in the crown.
Yeah.
You know, when you hit it with the black compared to the orange, you can totally see the difference in the hit, in the way the metal's laying down.
Yep.
It's a good, if you guys don't have them, get them.
Oh, thanks. Cool. And, so, yeah.
So you just spoke on a little bit of a teaser for us, but what's new for Edgy Tools? What's coming out? What's in the pipeline? What are you working on that you can share?
So that's one of them. I've got a new knockdown coming out. And it's not like the control punch. But it's me. It's got a twist. Okay. It's got something different that we haven't seen before. I'll just say that. I don't want to let the cat out of the bag quite yet, but that's something that I've been really excited about. We're getting close. I'm hoping for MTE, but I don't know if you guys have seen. I've missed by a day last year at MTE. All my tools showed up on Monday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, but then, yeah. So let me zip through the rest of these tips. So I'll do these quicker. These are for pushing. We've got just a standard flat one. The push is nice. We have the tank tip that's basically indestructible and super durable. Great for pushing on old classic cars or motorcycle tanks or, you know, the stuff that we don't want to be pushing on or shouldn't be that we wind up pushing on anyway.
Yeah.
That's where you want that one. And then these two are our most popular pushing tips right now. This is the golf tee tip. I don't know if you can see that.
I love that tip.
Super yes. long. Awesome for hail. Great for pushing through cardboard, sound deadener, all that kind of stuff. But what guys don't realize is it's not getting better break. Use it down in a quarter panel where you can't get a normal tip, you know, interchangeable tip rod down in there. That'll give you the extra reach. And like I say, Ron Cronin's the only one that broke one, and he was working on like a motorcycle tank, and I think he had it on like a Carbon Tech rod and was hanging on it or something, and it bent a little bit. But I sent him a new one. That's the other thing I need to mention, because Gene Fetty the other night, we were talking on the phone, and I asked something like, well, do guys realize I stand behind my stuff and whatever? And he said, no, they don't, Dave, and let me show you why. And he pulled up the Edgy Tools website, and he goes, you're going to sit here and listen to this. And he read the entire warranty page, all the legal mumbo jumbo that the guys put in there and everything, and I'm like, All right. I tap out. I give, and he's like, "No. You got to keep going." You know, and he's reading this thing to me, and it was painful. Bottom line, if you have a problem with one of my products, I'm standing behind it. Okay,
and I can tell you that just as a I have that original Facebook message I sent to Dave about a hanger that the end broke that I had for a long time, and 2 days I had a new one.
Perfect. So, the very, very, and you don't have to worry about your hangers, because the very, very first batch was the only ones that had that problem.
That's and a learning process like
5%.
And that's a learning process for anyone.
Yeah. We changed the steel, the grade. We went to a higher grade of steel. We changed the hardening process. We thickened it up. We did everything to make sure that never happens again. And knock on wood, ever since that batch, none of them have.
The other thing you do that is a super amazing touch is the handwritten notes in every order.
Not everyone. I try my best. But
it's just old school, and it's such a nice, you know, that's the type of little things that I like to do in my business also. Yeah. But it just makes all the difference. You know, some guys are like, oh, whatever. That's the type of stuff that I like. You know what I mean? As in the customer service.
So we really love it and love, you know, we appreciate every one of you and every one of the orders and everything. I mean, and the orders stop, we're done, you know, so
yeah.
Cool.
So I know we're talking about your tool company, but let's talk a little bit about your marketing company, and then we're going to open up the chat menu, guys, so go ahead and get your questions ready for Dave. We'll give him his time that he needs to talk about that wonderful marketing and website company that you started. So go ahead, Dave. You have the floor.
Me or Dave-O? Okay. Okay, cool. So yeah, like I said, we had a lot of different web companies out there from partnerships with different people. We had Big Bad Websites, I Love Dents, Powerhouse. We had all these different things, and we said, "Now, you know, guys don't care." There's even a marketing link on Edgy Tools. Bottom line is, if you reach out to me, you're getting all the teams combined. Basically, what I realized through my own websites and years of auto hail and everything else was that you can't go to a one-stop shop. Okay, there's guys that are good at design. They don't know what the copy should say. Neither one of them know how to get it to rank. So I kind of found the best for each individual part that you need for marketing. And then it's almost like a general contractor for a house. You know, if you hire a handyman for a whole house, you're not going to like want to live there, you know? So I kind of coordinate everything, and we've built this ticketing system to keep everybody accountable and on track as far as time and everything. And I think, I mean, some of my friends that were the first guinea pigs, you know, may not have got the best service. I found out that I give better service to strangers than I do my best friends. I don't know why, but so we've actually eliminated me from a lot of the mix. And so I am like the overseer, making sure that everything meets my standards and the way that I want. But the guys have done probably close to 100 PDR websites now, which is the benefit that the tech gets by, you know, everything on marketing, like websites, design, and all that is based on hourly kind of deal. And so normally if you go to a normal marketing company and try to explain what PDR is and what your customers need to know and everything, by the time they need to research and look at everybody else's sites, and they've used up half their budget just trying to learn, and they still don't know what your customers need.
Right.
Whereas I've lived and breathed it, like I said, and I've done every aspect of it. So I know what the customers need, and now my whole crew does, you know, and they've watched us do repairs, and, you know, they see that, and they do the marketing on my own stuff. So the websites and stuff. So they know the tools, and they know how to do it all. And so it's been a really neat system, and, you know, helping a lot of guys get, you know,
So keep it simple. So say, you know, I'm looking for something. Hey, Dave, how can you help me? What's going to be like the process? How is that going to go? What's going to be the next step?
Great question. So, first of all, the thing, everybody is afraid to reach out because they think I'm going to pressure sell or something. And you know, that's just not me. And like, I always tell the people that think that, like, I don't know a guy out there, like, including myself, my own website sucks. It needs a lot of work. You know, we're doing what we can and whatever, but just about every PDR company needs a website or needs a better website. So
every business,
we don't need to sell. It's a matter of, you know, somebody raising their hand and we say, yeah, we'd love to help you. And this is how. So it starts with a free chat, and I kind of give you an overview to make sure that, you know, A, the website is what you need. You know, if you're a hail chaser that only works for other companies, you don't need a website. You know, unless you want to have a personal website, which is a simple one page, almost like a resume, you know, some, you know, testimonials and that kind of stuff. We can do that kind of deal, but you don't need your typical 5-page who we are, what we do, and all that. So we'll do, you know, like say, free consultation, whatever. You're going to chat with me. I'm going to explain, you know, what you're looking at. I'm going to find out where you are in your business and where you want to go in your business, and we'll map it out. What my advice is, take your budget into account and come up with a strategy and a game plan. I always say it's a whole lot easier to pay for your marketing out of extra money that the marketing's brought in than digging into your pocket for it. You know, so that's what we try and do. We can start with any budget and then build and grow and, you know.
Now, do you guys, so say you already have a website, you're a dent guy, it's an okay website. Do you look into a already made website to see what you can to improve and also help a company with SEO? Do you do that type of thing? Or does it have to be a website?
We do a lot of that. We need to look at what the website is. A lot of the websites are built by professionals. They're on a good platform and they're doing fine. And they don't have any of the behind the scenes, the meta tags and title tags and all that stuff.
Yeah.
That's easy. We drop in there, we get it all rocking, build some more landing pages for you to target exactly what you want to target. We offer that service a lot. When you get to a site that the tech made themselves or you hired the wrong guy, it's usually such a nightmare that it winds up being less expensive to start over. We can grab the content, we can reuse photos and the text and stuff if it's any good and repurpose it. So it'll be less than just starting from scratch, but
yeah,
it's usually best to get them on the right solid platform that everybody's familiar with that we can rock and roll on.
Interesting.
Now, so, do you do consults for that? So say you have a tech.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. There's nothing you're going to do with us that you talk to me and you're going to get a bill. Like,
right.
You know, talking to me is free. You'll know exactly, hey, this is what you're looking to spend. This is what we're going to do for that money. This is when it's going to be done. You'll know all that.
Like, and then is it updated monthly? Are you guys we'll having conversations plan. Every month?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. We're usually you reach out to me and say, hey Dave, I'm ready for the next step. You know, let's do something else. You know, let's, you know, hey, we had a storm. It's, you know, two cities over. Or hey, we just added a new service. Now we're doing this or whatever, you know, and it's whatever it is. You know, if you say, oh, my phone number changed, no, we just go in there and fix it. You know, we're not going to nickel and dime guys to death. You know, if you say, hey, I want an auto scheduling program where my customers can log on, see my calendar, live time, and book. Well, that's going to cost you a little extra, you know.
It's, right.
Yeah.
You know.
But you guys are able to actually offer that, whereas their website may not have that, or their, you know, company that they're using may not be able or know how to do it.
Yeah.
That's nice.
And you know, the guys are hot rods, and they're awesome friends of mine and stuff. I was up there when, before we were hosting with them, I had all my sites on GoDaddy and stuff. And, the reason I switched over without even a doubt was when GoDaddy's highest level techs couldn't fix their server problems, they used my guys. So I was like, done, sold, you know,
Where can, you know, what website, actually gives them the information to kind of look at some of the websites that you've done.
Yeah. Dent Repair Websites is the best one. And you'll offer something. And it's just dent.com.
And how many websites you'll say you've done in the PDR industry?
At least 100.
Okay. Now, I'm going to ask, I got another question or a statement. Yeah. You know, you've done 100 PDR websites. Is there any other automotive kind of industry or
you're
done?
My Wi-Fi zapped out for a second. What was the question?
Is there any other automotive websites you've done outside of PDR that you know, would help kind of, because, you know, we have different markets.
We've done a couple of body shop ones and a couple of car wash ones, but that's not what gets me excited. Like, I love to, you know. But we do a lot of PDR ones that offer a lot of different services. We'll target, you know, different things. And, we'll do a lot of things called landing pages.
Okay.
Where we'll basically make a one-page website specific for that key term that you're wanting to dominate, and it may or may not be visible on the front of your website. This is a strategy that I used over and over and still use for AutoHail, and now we just offer it to everybody else too. So, like I say, if it hails and you're chasing to a new town and you want to pop up there, we just build you a new page. That town or wheel repair now. Okay. We add that service to your site and have a whole page about it, you know. So then there's a million different strategies, and we try and figure out what are you going to get the best bang for your buck. We kind of disagree on this between some of us, but my thinking is nothing happens till you fix it. Okay. So all of ink up. Can you hear me?
Gotcha.
Yep. Cool. Sorry, my internet's going in and out. So what I was saying was, nothing happens until you fix a car and get paid. That's the goal. Okay.
Right.
So to make that happen, the whole purpose of your website is to get them comfortable enough, trusting you enough to call you, text you, email you, reach out, stop by, whatever method of contact that you prefer. That's what the purpose of the website is. So get them to the contact us page. Okay. So every page on your website is there to serve that purpose, or it's not there. Okay. Get them on your website and get them to contact you. Now going a step away from your website, social media and all these other things, the whole purpose of all of those is to get them on your website, to get them to contact you, to get them to bring their car in or have you come to their car and fix it so you can go to the bank. So that's my kind of simplified logic on marketing, you know, so different options. So if we do a direct mailing piece, we want them to call you or email you or text you or get on your website to learn more so that they can trust you and then call you or bring that, you know, pulling them in no matter where you are. And some of it's going to work great. Some of it's not going to work. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, it's a matter of fine tuning, dialing it in and using, you know, we use a lot of tips and tricks too. Like, one of my favorite, I'll let the cat out of the bag on this little trick that works really well for me. But when I go to hail repair, I'll join all the groups for that city. There's garage sale groups, restaurant groups, whatever. You just type in, whatever little city you're looking for, and you join all their little Facebook groups. And then what I do is I always tell everybody to repurpose your testimonials. So if you get a good, you know, Yelp review or a good Google review, you always screenshot every review. Now you own a copy of it. So even if Yelp buries it or whatever, you still own it. You still have it. Now share that in those local groups, not as an ad, just saying, man, we love feedback like this, you know, and boom, they read your review. They know you do hail repair, and you'll get more free leads that way than you will running an ad for that city.
Nice, nice.
You know, so
well, before we go on to these questions, I want to ask, it's 2018, about to be 2019, but 2018 in the marketing realm, what do you think people should be paying attention more that you've noticed out, you know, in the PDR industry and the marketing side of things? What do you recommend to be paying attention in 2018 and in 2019 that's lacking, I guess, right now, as you see different things going on?
It's still three. Google ads, Facebook ads, YouTube videos, and YouTube ads. A local dent company can absolutely crush it with video. Gene's got a video program that you can do to, you know, if you're not comfortable on video, to get you going there and everything and walk you through. And he's got a system in place that you can dominate the internet search. Obviously, your Google Maps are really big. I just got a new thing in the mail. I don't even know how it works, called the Google Beacon.
Yeah, I got one.
Okay.
They have both of my shops now.
Okay, are they working or do you?
I don't know, but I know when I have the Pixel, the new Pixel, and every time when I go somewhere, it says, how did you like this place? Does it have male or female bathrooms or something? It just asks me random questions. So I guess that's what it is.
Yeah.
But, you know, some of these shops, because I'm in an industrial area, they said it's, if they're looking for me, it pinpoints exactly where my shop is. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, cool.
Again, anything that Google does, you got to play along because they're just the giant.
Yeah, exactly.
The elephant in the room. Oh, I think
fruit though is ads there of map systems and everything else you can utilize. So give them a little love.
Yeah, definitely.
I'll tell you the one.
But yeah, the whole thing is making sure you're crystal clear on your message, what you do, how you do it, what makes you different, how to get a hold of you, make it as easy as possible for the customer.
Yes, Jonathan, it's the Pixel, Google Pixel is what I have. It's a phone.
So we have Benny that says, no question. I just want to say what's up. He was one of the most polite people at MTE. How about that? Dave getting compliments over here.
Cool.
Any other questions? Let's see.
Oh,
what do you recommend for scheduling program, calendar, app? I guess, and I'm interested to see what do you know that ties to a website too?
There's a few plugins. Mike Toledo actually turned me on to one that works pretty well. There's a lot of plugins that work with Google Calendars, which seems to work really well for a lot of guys.
Okay.
And those are probably the best free or economical ways. There's other ways to do things, but they wind up getting a little pricey for most end guys.
Yeah.
Pretty quick, but yeah.
I know we use GetTimely my company.
Yep.
It's actually turned into like a not auto, but a hair salon scheduling app. I guess that's their rebranding, but it works very well. They still have their mobile option. We don't do a lot of mobile, but we can input those appointment addresses. And the one thing I like is the scheduling from the website. So it's pricey. Yeah. It's about $70 a month, but the customer can pick the location and all that stuff. So they have a nice little thing that pops up of the technician, a little bio of the tech. And so they know exactly who's coming to their house or who they're going to meet. And plenty of times I have customers, they see me standing outside, I'm on the phone and they kind of look at me and they know it's me. So they already know they're in the right spot. So it's called GetTimely if you're interested in that one. But again, go ahead.
I think we lost him again. Don't ask him, Chris.
Yeah, there's a lot of questions. Just shoot me a message. I'll look it up. One good tip is to ask your customers, you know, let them know. I got this from the book Influence by Robert Cialdini that a restaurant was getting a lot of no-show problems. And to solve it, all they did was one little thing. They asked the customer, hey, if you can't make it, will you promise to call us and let us know? And that little switch solved all their problems. But the trick to it was they paused and waited for the customer to answer and say, yes, of course I will. And then that nobody wants to break their word. And so the people will remember and call and tell them.
Wow.
Because, you know, I was just talking to a buddy of mine that was having trouble. He had a $800 repair scheduled and they said, oh, hey, you know what? I can't make it today. I'll come in Thursday. And he's like, I blocked half my day for you or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah, it happens to me all the time. I did that same thing. I didn't do it. That makes more sense. I just said, hey, you know, basically we schedule this as your window. So just give us a call so we can either put someone in there or we send a guy to another appointment. And they go, oh, okay. But that promise, like you just said, would you promise that you'll at least call us back?
And then the trick is to pause and wait for him to answer. So.
That's funny. You
know, lock it in. Yeah.
You know, the verbal end of it, I guess, makes them feel like they have to be there.
Yep.
I'm still paper and pad. That's me. I mean, pen and paper on everything.
I guess it works for some people, but my memory is shot. So, and I got too many things to deal with. So
it works. Dave's going to have some creation here coming out.
Here's my little secret. Normally you have to order tools to get one of these.
The pass. So
you go edgytools.com/passgo and you get $200. So if you're not on Mobile Tech RX yet, which there's no reason you guys shouldn't be if you're not.
Oh my gosh.
So I won't. Yeah. Are you guys all on it?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You need to be. So long story short is I basically bullied my buddies up here in Phoenix over the past week and made them sign up for it. They were all scared for one thing or the other. One of the guys was like, I don't know. I really like having the customer sign off on my invoices. I'm like, well, you do. It's just you're on your phone or your iPad. He's like, oh, well, then I'm in. I'm like, well, that was easy. You know, but yeah, it saves so much time and it's like seamless and you guys are great. So
I have a lot of problems with a couple calibers that don't seem to get their invoices.
Yeah, the email thing is, they need to fix that.
They'll send us, you know, Caliber will email us saying, hey, we're missing invoice. Da-da-da. I just like the quickness of getting those invoices while you're on the lot working on a car and you're like, boop, 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 boop. And, you know, they're like, man, that was fast.
Yeah. So some of that could also be their, a lot of the Calibers will have their settings locked down to where you can't email in from certain places. So maybe that's something. You know, that John and Eric can address. So, cause I know I've ran into some situations where I had to send myself the email and then send it out of a different email address to get it to go through.
I had one account that was just upset about the emails and I'm like, it has to be your firewall because I send it to myself. I send it to other people and it's fine. But of course they don't want to hear that a small Denkai and a little app is not getting their emails when they get it everywhere else, whatever. Yeah. So
you can always just print it out at home and mail it to them or drop it off or whatever. Like there's workarounds, but it'll make you more money and save you time.
Yeah, mobile TechRx. I mean, Chris actually turned me on. What was it? 2 years ago, Chris, I guess.
We were
at MPs like, time. You've got to
back
get
to
this.
The old school, like $60 a month for everything.
You've got to get this. You've got to get this. And I'm like, no way. You know, paper's the best. I'll never look back.
I signed up 2 years ago, and it was the best thing.
Oh, yeah. I had Russ, the guy on the hill team, used time. They did not want to give that up. And I said, well, we're running both. And it was like pulling teeth. I finally got them to use it, and they're like, the first part they wrote, they're like, well, that paid for like a year worth.
Yep.
You know, and I was like, yeah, that's what I'm telling you. Like.
You're losing money if you're not using Mobile TechRx these days. I mean, you really are.
Definitely. And we've tried to make it really easy. This pass go it bypasses a lot of the different things that you have to do. You basically just go there, put your name and company name and whatever in, and you're off and running. And if you have any questions, just message me, or there's a Facebook group you can go in and ask questions on and stuff like that. So, but amazing customer service.
Definitely. Yeah. Micah, that's who I talk to. Micah, he's great. Yeah. And Mark, I believe.
Yeah.
So we got one question. How do you determine what, what he needs? What's the starting point? Is it a website, social media, or is it a website? Is the website the foundation to move forward?
Back on the marketing.
So I guess he's asking a market question. Where's the first thing that they need to look into? What is
it? It depends on your budget. So if you don't have a website in your budget, what I recommend, and I even help a lot of guys just set up their Facebook page. And anybody can set up a Facebook page, but setting it up correctly so it links to your personal profile and it does what it needs to do to get verified and actually get ranking is more complex with that I'll help you with that free. And so that can start getting you extra cars so you can start putting a little money away, you know, so that you can budget to get a website. But it's, you know, like you said, it's almost 2019. If you don't have a website and it's not mobile responsive, Your customers aren't finding you. They're finding the other guys in the area.
Yes.
Correct. Yep.
So you're really, unless you're doing 100% wholesale and you're happy as a, that's what you're going to do. you're reaching out clients. Sometimes websites and I call them internet clients. If they come from Facebook or a website or Google Ads or whatever, they want a fast answer. They don't necessarily want their cars fixed fast.
Right.
They want to talk to you right then and there. If you don't answer your phone, they're calling the next guy. You know. Yep. So, or if you have you need a system in place for when you're working on a car and can't answer the phone, you need a good greeting that, you know, a nice professional greeting that explains to them the next steps. You know, maybe it's text me a photo here or let me know, you know, when's a good time and a callback number. Just something to make sure that they don't just hang up with you and call the next guy down the road, you know? And the key to that is, I laugh because a lot of times they'll hang up on me and call back and it's me again. And then it's me again. Cause I always say, you don't want to just be on the front page of Google. You want to be the front page of Google.
Yeah.
So that's the ultimate.
So. Jonathan, the recommendation, yes. I recommend you get MobileTech RX. Either you do hail or retail, even for a mobile guy.
Even wholesale. It'll or speed wholesale. You up. Yeah.
Wholesale. If you fix dents, you need MobileTech
RX. Or wheels or paint bumpers, you need MobileTech RX.
This gives you a $200 credit or basically 3 months free to kick the tires. And if you haven't made enough in 3 months from MobileTech RX to pay for like the rest of your career doing dents, I'd be surprised. Like, it's that good. You know, it speeds you up. And it's, I think it's the intimidation of, well, paper's here, it's handy, it's not going to fail me. Neither is MobileTech RX. And it's not hard. Like, it's this big intimidating thing for a lot of guys. $65 a month, and I'm not good at tech savvy or whatever. And it's
so easy to use. It really is. And you know what? When you submit that estimate to the insurance company at full retail, and everything's broken down, oversized, double panel, tall vehicle, it's hard for them to argue.
Yeah,
it really is.
And it really is. Yeah, and it's just more professional looking.
Mm-hmm. I agree. So, I think that's all the questions, right?
Okay.
Yeah. Looks like James Brown's. Do you put together a specific direct or call to action marketing campaigns per customer's needs?
Yeah. I mean, like I say, my guys can do anything. If you want a Super Bowl ad, you can go through me and get it. I mean, these guys, I put them to tests that are like crazy insane, and they're like, yeah, no problem, you know? So yeah, and that's where Gene also comes in a lot. Is he has just got a brilliant mind for the strategy. He has actual credit card numbers, a gift card. That's his business card, and it's good for, so to say, it's a $25, you know, gift or whatever. And he gives that to his customers and says, feel free to give it to a friend. I'll always give you another one. But that campaign has brought him in a ton of work.
Nice. Can you repeat that? I know on my end it was breaking up.
Breaking up.
Yeah.
So okay. I'm looking to see if I have one here. I don't. He basically has a credit card that is his gift card. And that's what he uses for his business card. And he emails them to his customers saying, oh, thanks for being such a great customer. Here's a $25 gift card for your next dent repair. Feel free to give it to a friend if you want, and I'll replace it and give you another one if that's what you choose to do. But I wanted to say thank you. And, you know, it's just worked great to pull people in. And, you know, it's just one idea that, you know, we come up with ideas that none of, you know, you can do dents for 25 years and not think of some of the strategic ways that we've come up with to bring customers in.
Is it just like a paper card, or is it an actual?
No, it's an actual. That's why I was looking to see if I had. It's actual. The numbers are bumped up. You know, it's a plastic credit card.
They can't be cheap to make.
Yeah, they're not too bad though. They're not as bad as you think. And
you're
getting a customer out of it.
Yeah.
So they're paying for themselves. It's nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's cool.
And, depends on your average ticket. You know, if you're a guy that's doing 40-hour door dings at the gas station, yeah, you probably can't afford them, you know.
But yeah. Right.
Gene, I think, is at, oh, I'm not going to say, but he's got a decent average ticket.
Yeah, definitely.
So
I think everyone lately has raised their prices, especially with mobile tech. Or, you know,
yeah,
these little things are all helping raise that bottom line.
Yeah.
Well, Dave, we want to thank you for joining us on the show. I know we could probably go on for like another hour.
Awesome. Oh, yeah. I'll talk this stuff all day and night. That's what I love.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you for coming on. It's a good
thanks for having me, guys.
If any of you guys want to reach out to Dave, go ahead and put your information right now. Just go ahead and say it. What's the best point of contact?
Yeah. Oh, so and the voicemail is not set up yet. I apologize, but I'm switching everything into my phone system, which is 844 PDR tool. Okay. And any of the extensions will come to me. Nice. So again, it's the wrong message right now, but I'm working on that in the next week or two to get that all switched over. That's going to become a PDR tool concierge service where you can call and talk answer any questions about tools, whether it's mine or anybody else's. And if I can't answer it, I'll go right to the owner and get the answer. I'm buddies with all the big tool companies and even the little guys and whatever,
Cool.
So that's a program that we're going to be rolling out. That'll be free to call and get your answers. Where you could say, hey, I'm looking at a whale tail. Well, what are you looking to do with it? You know, there's, you know, dent crafts are great. They give you the most leverage, but they don't really get into all the access places that or A1 or, you know, so we'll all the differences to compare to help people make their best buying decisions that way.
That's awesome. Nice.
And it'll provide this on and everything. So that's the phone number we're going to use. It's 844-PDR-TOOL, which is 737-8665. And then dave@anything.com will basically get me. dave@dentrepair.com, dave@edgytools.com. Yeah, David with Dave, dentrepairwebsites.com, autohill.com. So, you know,
nice.
dave@edgytools, if it's a tool related thing, if it's marketing related, just do dave@dentrepair.com. So
cool. Nice. Well, we want to thank you for coming on. I know it's probably not that late over there, but we
You guys are up late. Yeah, no, I really appreciate
yawning,
it, guys.
Like 10 o'clock.
Thank you, guys.
Ryan, you want to go ahead and plug yourself, Dave, too?
RPS Dent Repair out of Baltimore. Yeah, all of it. All the whatever.
Dave with Windy City Dent Repair. You can find it on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook.
And Chris, Dentless Touch, Washington, D.C. area, Instagram, Facebook, and all that good stuff. Thanks again, Dave, for joining us. And
yeah. Thank you, guys.
We'll be talking
about Ryan, send me the paint bill for repainting that back wall.
I will.
All right, so viewers, thanks, guys, for watching.
Yeah, thanks, everybody out there. Cool.
Thanks, guys.
Good night. Bye.